Ms. Paul.
For Seth Brissy. On December 12, 2010, Officer Hutchins of the Park County Sheriff's Department received a call from 911. The citizen had reported a, quote, suspicious vehicle parked at a rural Park County church, and Deputy Hutchins went to that rural church to check it out. Upon arriving at the church parking lot, he did see a pickup truck parked there, and Mr. Brissy was in it. He approached the car to initiate a conversation with Mr. Brissy, at which point Mr. Brissy essentially refused to permit the encounter to continue. After he refused to engage the officer in the conversation, the officer noted that he made sudden movements and he seemed to be, quote, grabbing for things. Officer Hutchins also saw some rolling papers, which are otherwise legal, fall to the floor. Upon seeing all of that...
Well, you're certainly giving the government's case very effectively. What is your argument?
Your Honor,
Mr.
Brissy refused to engage the officer in what up to that point was a consensual encounter. But consent's a two-way street. And when he didn't roll down the window to answer the officer's questions, it wasn't a consensual encounter anymore. And the officer at that point didn't have reasonable suspicion to order him out of the car. The rolling papers weren't enough to establish reasonable suspicion, and the sudden movements and grabbing for things certainly can't be interpreted as reasonable suspicion. That might be enough for the officer who had reasonable suspicion to conduct a pat-down, but certainly not to pull him out of the car. Thornton tells us, quoting the Supreme Court case Drayton, that law enforcement officers don't violate the Fourth Amendment when they ask individuals to engage in a conversation if those individuals are willing to listen. Mr. Brissy was not. And because Officer Hutchins didn't have reasonable suspicion to continue...
Hadn't he received a dispatcher's message that there had been a report of a suspicious vehicle?
Your Honor, in Park County, suspicious vehicle might be
a
vehicle
my
you had
question.
Seen before.
Answer my question.
He did, but there were no facts to support...
Well, there was that, and then this guy is sleeping in the truck with his head on the steering wheel.
Well, it's 8:30 in the morning. He could have been just tired.
Well, it's a little odd to be sleeping in trucks. So, isn't it... But wouldn't it make sense for the police officer to... You see someone sleeping in a truck to knock on the window?
Perhaps so.
And say, you know, would you roll down the window? I want to ask you a question. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but that doesn't mean that Mr. Brissy has to comply.
But if that provokes a suspicious reaction, then why can't the police officer go further? I don't understand.
Well, the police officer didn't articulate any facts that really gave rise to a real suspicion.
What was on the floor of the car? The
only thing that the officer saw up to the point of opening the door without Mr. Brissy's permission was rolling papers.
Was cigarette rolling paper?
Yes.
What about the shake out of the bag of baggies?
No, there was none of that observed prior to opening the door. Only the rolling papers.
Well, wouldn't that be enough?
In Indiana, rolling papers aren't illegal.
Well, they may not be illegal, but you don't have to be illegal to be set a probable cause necessarily.
Well, I disagree. I think that since they're not illegal...
You can't be right. Don't say that. That you need an illegal act to create suspicion. Look, you've got a suspicious vehicle report. You have a truck that appears to have been in an accident recently. This fellow is sleeping. He knocks on the window. The guy jumps up and starts grabbing for things, which worries him about his safety, quite rightly, because one of the things he's grabbing for is a knife. Why isn't that enough? I don't understand you.
Well, but, Your Honor, he didn't see a knife before he opened the door.
No, of course not. But you see someone grabbing for stuff, right? In a suspicious vehicle, damaged in a recent accident, or it looks like recent damage. I don't know.
And then when he ignores the order, he sees a sudden movement, but it's more than that. Hutchins continues to repeat the order and also then sees things in his hands. And he sees the package of the paper rolling from his coat. So it's just, it's not maybe the best slam dunk probable cause situation, a reasonable suspicion case, but there are facts there. Your position is that's just not enough.
Yes, that's correct, Your Honor. I see my time is up.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Ms. Paul. Mr. Sirmaz?
May it please the Court, my name is Nick Sirmaz, and I represent the government in this matter. The district court's order denying the motion to suppress should be affirmed because it was Mr. Brissy's own actions and nothing inappropriate on behalf of the officer is what led to the recovery of the gun in this case. As the court just talked with opposing counsel about, this was a consensual encounter. A tip was received that there was a suspicious vehicle in a church parking lot early on a Sunday morning. The officer drove to the church alone without his lights and siren on. He parked away from the truck. He observed the truck had some damage to the frame. He walked up to it. He didn't have his weapon drawn. And he looked inside the window and he saw that Mr. Brissy was hunched over, possibly sleeping with his head on the steering wheel. And his first reaction was to do a wellness check on Mr. Brissy. He wanted to make sure he was okay, whether or not an ambulance needed to be called. So what he did, he knocked on the window and asked him to roll it down. And what did Mr. Brissy do? He ignored the fact that there's a police officer standing knocking the window. He started grabbing for items. And the officer was legitimately concerned about his safety. And he has every right to take reasonable steps to protect his safety. And that's what he did here. He first asked him to step out of the car, which was completely ignored. And he continued to grab for items and make sudden movements. And as the court pointed out, one of those items was a knife. So the officer, the only thing he did next was he opened the door to the car and again asked Mr. Brissy to step out. And at that point, two things of probable cause to search the entire vehicle happened. As soon as he opened that car door, he smelled the raw odor of marijuana coming out of that car. And second, just as important, Mr. Brissy did step out of the car on his own without having to be pulled out. However, he stepped out of the car armed with a knife that he refused to drop down to the ground even after the officer told him to. So the officer had to force the knife out of his hand and secure Mr. Brissy. At this point, he also probable caused to search that car for additional weapons for his own personal safety. But again, back to the marijuana smell, which is very important. After securing Mr. Brissy, the car door had been open for over 5 minutes. He walked back, still smelled the odor of raw marijuana, and this is after finding a number of other narcotics and cash on Mr. Brissy's person.
How did he make him drop the knife?
That's a great question. I think he readily wrestled it right out of his hands. And the government's position is both of those independent bases of probable cause were more than enough to search the car. And what happened here, Mr. Brissy's actions and not the actions of the government.
Is he small?
No, I don't have that in front of me, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
I'm just puzzled. I would think that the police officer, he didn't pull his gun or anything. I believe
it was a pocket knife that was folded in, so I think the officer decided the best course of action was to wrestle it out of his hand.
It was folded in.
And if there are no more questions.
Then he shackled him when he put handcuffs on him.
Yes, he did, Your Honor, at that point after he got the knife out of his hands.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Sarmas, and thank you to Ms. Paul. And we will stand in recess for the indefinite future.